Okay, here we go.
Two cups is right.
Just two cups of sugar.
Chris, you're not really in it.
Well, then put me in it.
No, Derek's not in it.
Well, okay, obviously he's not going to be there all the time. Point to where he is right now. He's obviously not going to be there all the time, so come on, Phil. All
right.
But, I mean, if you want, he's the one doing stuff. I'm not doing anything.
Okay, we're going to do two pouches.
Oh, no!
Blah,
blah, blah.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do?
Oh, no, Phil's doing the thing.
Did Phil bring his lights?
No.
Bye-bye thing.
What?
Protein.
Okay, it's just me and you for now, Chris.
Okay. Hey.
Welcome to Caroling Podcast, number 37.
Oh my God, so much. 37.
So much.
37.
Derek's over there, you just saw him. What's he doing? What's Derek doing?
Jason Kidd, 37.
Who's Jason Kidd?
He was the backup goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he sucked really bad. And he had the jersey. Do you remember him? Do you remember Jason Kidd?
Jason Kidd? I thought it was Trevor Kidd.
Oh yeah, Trevor Kidd. Jason Kidd's the guy from NBA.
Trevor Kidd, one's dedicated to you.
Yeah, 37. Trevor Kidd.
There was a point where he was like so bad that whenever he actually stopped the puck, like even just to like, you know, like clear it from the outside, people would cheer for him. Like, yeah, good job!
He's like the special kid.
Something like that. It's just like at some point, like the fans just gave up on him, and then it was just like, yeah! So like, one time, like, some guy shot it from like the halfway mark, and then like, he just like blocked it with his like his hand or something, just like pick it up, and he's just like, yeah! And then like he was never just, like he never played again after that.
Scarred for life. Okay, hey.
Number 37.
I'm Phil.
I'm wanting you to buy one of these.
Bracelet.
Yeah.
I guess we might as well start with that.
No, we have to keep bantering.
Canada bracelets. On sale.
On sale.
Or wristbands, whatever you want to call them. They're more bracelets than
wrist bracelets.
Wrist bracelets.
Because bracelets... Where else could you put a bracelet?
On your ankle?
That's called an anklet.
Oh.
Why is it called bracelet?
Because it's on... Oh, I don't know.
Is it braces
I don't
your
know.
Wrist? You braces your
braces
let?
Your let.
Yeah.
Okay, Derek's in the shot. All right, so this is our special birth month podcast.
Woo!
So,
woo!
Happy birth
woo!
Month, Canada Nothing.
Happy birth month, Canada Nothing.
But we like to do things a little differently here.
We're not at Fan Expo. What's going on?
We will be there. Hopefully this comes out before. It probably will come out before we go there.
Oh, yes.
It's next week.
Next week. Whoa.
Today is what?
It should be out by then. If it's not out.
Yeah,
then,
I know. That's what I was just thinking. What is today? The
18th.
The 18th today.
10 days. 10 days.
10 days. We hope to see some of you there.
No, we don't.
We don't know what you look like,
yeah, we do.
So we're not.
So you have to come and say, hey.
Yeah. We'll be recognizing.
Do what we do when we're looking for someone. You just keep saying their name.
Jerome. So you go. Transformation guy. Transformation guy. Yeah. And no one knows about like you know
we'll hear you from the other side of the convention center.
Yeah.
And then like you'll see me and Phil. It's like, are you guys the Transformation guy? And we're like, no. Then what do you do? You know, Batman. You know, we were in Batman. They ate me. It was really good. You know, the first time we did like AC camp. Wait, that's not Transformation though.
Tell Megan, yeah, I do films and stuff like that. She's like,
oh.
Thanks.
Oh.
Nah, you're cool. More free stuff, please.
Yeah, we got cool free stuff last time.
Yeah.
So instead of doing a cake for this birth month.
Because we've done a cake so many times before.
Yeah. You'll see a cake in the upcoming birth month video as well, as usual.
Yeah.
And so we have poutine.
Well, we will.
We will have them. We're making it. You can see us make it.
Yeah.
So what's poutine? Chris is like the poutine expert out of us three.
Yeah.
Why am I?
Because you've had more kinds of poutine, and you're kind of the one who says we should have poutine.
But I'm not the one that always wanted poutine. Derek's the one that's always been craving poutine.
Yeah.
So poutine.
I enjoy it, but I don't understand.
I guess it's a Canadian thing.
Apparently.
I don't know where else they have it.
Apparently.
The Americans don't seem to know what it is. As Chris describes it, it's a bowl of
self-hate.
Because it's made up of French fries. Sounds good so far.
Not really. French fries.
Curds.
Curds. You're adding cheese. Cheese.
Curds
is awesome.
Are cheese on top of the fries.
Honestly, put like cheese on anything, it'll taste good.
True.
And then to top it off, you just cover the whole thing in gravy.
Mm-hmm.
That's poutine.
So we got our fries.
We're baking those right now. We've got about 3.5 minutes to go before they're done. And I think Derek was starting on the
gravy.
The gravy, that's what we saw earlier.
Here's our cheese. We didn't get curds.
Nobody had curds.
We looked for curds.
We got Havarti cheese.
I even called my mom, like, what do curds look like? And she told me. I'm like, okay, well, they don't have curds.
So what do they look like?
They're just like small square.
Oh, like little chunks of cheese.
Yeah.
Well, this will have to do. It'll be okay.
Yeah. Hopefully.
It's cheese.
It's Havarti. Yeah.
Havarti.
Havarti.
Havarti cheese.
So Chris, you said you made poutine before?
Yep.
Good stuff?
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah. Awesome. Always how can good. You go wrong with these ingredients?
Greasy,
these
elements. Things. Awesome.
Yeah. First time we did it, actually, we put the... I think, like, sometime around now, that's when we put the cheese in the oven.
Oh.
So then it was melted before it came out.
Oh.
That wasn't really good, so then we figured the best idea is just to put the cheese on and then put the gravy, so it just, like, melts.
Yeah. That's what it says on the back of the packet.
Oh, yeah?
For the poutine packet.
Yeah. Because we weren't sure how it was going to melt. We didn't... It didn't comprehend us that, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, if we put like hot liquid on this, then
yeah, we got poutine specific gravy. I guess only in Canada you'll find that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe France.
No.
It's a Quebec
thing. Like I asked like my brother in law's French, so I asked like, what does poutine mean? He's like, it means poutine. It's like it's not French for anything. He's like, no.
That's good.
Quebecois.
So yeah.
Well, then
and then,
podcast.
So, Shootstone was asking what poutine is? Was that,
was it
her that was asking it?
I don't know.
Someone was asking. Someone sent an email asking what poutine is. Mm. And that's when all this poutine stuff started happening. Like, every time. It's like, let's get poutine! Yeah! We never get poutine.
So, we normally have poutine here from Burger King. That's where I know it from. And I haven't had it anywhere else.
Oh.
Well, have you?
KFC.
Oh yeah,
McDonald's.
School.
I've never had it at McDonald's.
School tea.
New York fries.
Yeah, New York fries is good. My friend actually just recently like introduced me to this restaurant that does like this whole weird like poutine thing. They like add curry into it.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I was just like, wow, that's crazy. Like, I just want regular poutine, please.
Like Pakistani.
I'm gonna check out the gravy.
But yeah, they do a lot of weird stuff.
You should. Aren't you supposed to be stirring that?
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So you go stir that.
Yeah, stir that.
Happy birth month.
Happy birth.
Happy birth month.
I don't know.
Are any of our four members born in August?
Yeah, if you're born in August, please keep it to yourself.
Okay.
I don't know.
Shout out to any of you that were born in August.
Yay, happy birth month to you too.
Yeah.
You know what I found out? I share the exact same, well, not the exact, but I share the same birthday with Puff Daddy.
Whoa.
Birthday?
Yeah.
That could just mean that...
Oh, same day, like month and day.
Oh, okay.
So, I feel blessed. When I celebrate, Puff Daddy is somewhere else in the world celebrating, much bigger than I am. Thank you, Puff Daddy, for all the good music.
What's his latest song?
I don't know.
Oh.
The last one I remember is Bad Boy for Life.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was so long ago.
Bow, bow. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow.
It's like people mowing the lawn and stuff in the video.
And like Tommy Lee was there. It's like, what's going on?
Okay, fries are ready.
Yay!
Alright, let's move up and see these fries. Let's see what Derek.
Bye. You'll see me later.
I think because I didn't stir the gravy, we have some weird stuff in it.
What?
Yeah, it's all chunky. That's why you're supposed to, to stir it. Sitting here talking on a podcast.
Not lots of chunks, but there's some.
Fries. Oh, look at Derek's new glasses. Look how Asian Derek looks.
I know, I know.
Derek, go get a bowl cut now.
Okay.
Oh, you have to grow out your hair and look like the Beatles.
Yeah.
There's our fries.
You chunks.
Everything's kind of orangey here, but... good fries.
Good fries.
They're supposed to be extra crispy. Do you think they are?
Yeah.
I'll try one.
It's
okay, Chris
hot.
Is gonna try.
How's that?
Pretty crispy.
Too crispy? Tasty?
Tasty.
Cool, cool. Hey, hey.
What
are you doing?
Oh,
cool.
What?
What's
that?
It's not crispy.
Oh.
Feel it. See, that's crispy, right?
Ah, that's hot.
On this side, it's soft.
Ow, that's hot! Don't do that!
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Back to the topic list!
Woo!
Is it right?
Okay.
Chunks are good.
For sure.
Well, then we could put all the chunks into yours.
Yay.
It's up to you, man. I'll go with what you say.
Elder chooses.
Chef.
Okay, no chunks.
Give all the chunks to Phil.
We came to... this is our first time we've been in Derek's house in a little while. When we got here, everything was different. Derek has new glasses.
He used to have like a classic radio.
His classic radio that used to sit on the counter here is gone. And then his backyard's all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like before.
If you've seen parkour, we were in Derek's backyard. Next on the topic list, releases! Parkour finally came out. I think we talked about it over two podcasts.
I feel like this is like the third most hyped thing since like Batman and Subculture 7 or something.
Just words.
Just words.
That was hyped?
Well, just because we kept talking about it over and over again. Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out, don't worry.
It was one of those, I want to do it.
Hey, we should get the fries ready in like a bowl or a plate or something.
Okay.
Three bowls?
I'll get like a big dish and so we can do all this.
Alright, I don't know what to talk about with parkour, that's Chris's movie. But Chris
then you might as well not talk about it, because we're doing this, we're nothing set. That's your problem is that you're not set, man. You should be thinking about how this goes about, but you're not. You're just trying to wing it. But that's not the Phil I know.
Not the Phil I know either.
What happened to the Phil I know?
Here, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, look how smart Chris is.
Yeah.
Derek would never think to do that. Oh, they're all stuck. Derek, get out of the way. Oh, look. Derek thinks he's being so clever.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Okay, gotta put some sheets.
Happy birth month, French fries.
Happy birth month.
Are we just gonna make a big bowl?
We'll make it there first, and then we can serve it.
So do I put the cheese on now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here goes the half-hearty cheese.
Don't look at the price.
Gentlemen, don't tell. How's the gravy?
Good.
Looks all right.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. This looks kind of funny.
It does. Whoa. It's like we're making like a cauldron.
Eating things with Derek, part three.
Do you have like a... Oh, I'll just use a spatula to mix it.
Yeah. Look at that gravy.
Are you ready?
Okay. Oh, here we go.
I don't know if we'll do all the gravy, so I'll just start with... It's not that chunky.
Maybe you put too much water. Because when I do it, I put the powder and then I just like put very little water. Oh, let me see what salt tastes. How much do you use some salt?
Love it.
What did you say?
Love it. If hitting myself is a crime, no. All this in high definition, Phil?
Yeah.
Oh.
High definition podcast, compressed to be small.
Oh, 320 by 220.
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're, does it look good?
More or less, yeah.
I'm just gonna keep mixing it till you like.
I don't think it can look better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that plopping.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's good for one. This isn't how you normally do it. You don't get two spatulas and like do this, just so you know.
It's okay. So there you have it, poutine.
You still want a lot?
Huh?
You still want a lot?
That doesn't matter. Just okay. Even amounts.
Trying to
for
see
everybody.
If it is even. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's a smaller portion, I think.
Yeah.
So if you want to make your own happy birth month poutine now, join in as we eat ours.
Pause the. Go to your local grocery store.
How long does it take us? About half an hour.
Yeah.
Not long.
Yeah.
Not long.
I don't know.
There we go.
All right.
Putin's.
Yay.
Woo. And Derek's going to lick off the excess in the bowl.
Nope.
And that's all good. Okay, back to the tripod.
Oh.
Sweet.
Come on, Phil, we're waiting.
I know, I'm waiting
for
you.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm DOPing. Just like in our movie, Parkour.
With George.
Mm-hmm. Tastes just like Burger King.
Yeah, that's good.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Should have bought two fries.
All this for the low, low price of
10 something?
10 something, yeah.
10 something.
There you go.
3 people, 3 poutines.
Oh, yeah. Feed a whole family. Alright. So Parkour came out.
Yay.
And this was Chris's. Chris just wants to be out of the room and we talk about Parkour. Or at least not on camera. We We filmed some of that, when was it?
Two months ago.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Like early June.
Wow. We did some of it before peer pressure, and then we kind of finished it off on peer when we did peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Chris's second movie, or first? First.
First what?
First one was skateboarding.
What? Well, what? First what?
Movie that you like direct, or it's your idea.
Idea.
I had a professor who's like English, and she always goes, idea. It's very annoying. Anyway, this is Chris's movie. Yeah, we said all this before.
Yep.
Show up.
Oh. You said that
last. What do you think of the finished product, Chris?
I don't know. I'm going to wait till what people
say.
See,
we were like, we're all excited about it, and they keep going, when's it going to be done, Phil? When's it going to be done? And I said, I don't have time to do it. I finally do it. When I'm so close to finishing, Chris says, I don't want it to come out.
No, I've always never wanted it to come out. I've never wanted that.
Why?
It's bad.
What's bad about it?
Everything.
Okay, so now you've been able to see the final thing. What do you think?
I'm holding my judgment until I see what other people say. If people what? Seem to like it, I'll be like, okay, maybe. But
how about you, Derek?
I liked it.
So this was the first improv. I didn't write anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, these are the questions I'm going to ask you. This is the kind of characters you are.
That's true.
That's kind of what I like about this one. It's not even the parkour stuff. I like the interviews. Just because they're just off the top of our heads.
Yeah. It's like, you should have stopped after the interviews. The parkour.
I agree with that. After I finished putting it together and I watched it all, it seemed like a bit of a weird transition. Suddenly we're in this kind of rock music thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like it.
Actually, when Phil, you actually first told me if I wanted to direct it, the first initial idea I had was, it was going to be like a video game thing, like we like a kind of like a, like I would be the whatever the promoter guy talking about it, and then I'd be like talking about like, you know, oh, parkour is such a cool sport, now we're gonna make a video game, and Phil, you were gonna be the parkour guy, and you're gonna be from Madrid, and you'd be like, I like parkour, I do it because it's my job, and then Derek was gonna be like the Asian, you know, the guy who like, what is it, the mocap guy. But so the basic premise of that one was Phil was going to go run around, and you were going to be behind him with a camera, and you're just going to keep following him. Ooh. And I'd have another camera as you guys just keep running around doing stupid stuff. And then, like, then I'd be talking about, like, all the graphics and stuff, and then there'd be, like, flashes of, like, Stickman coming, which was, like, prototype and, like, early concept.
I see.
Then it was just, like, after a while, it was, like...
pretty involved.
Yeah, that's why. I was just, like, it seems, like, a bit too much.
Mm.
And then I was just, like, well... what else can I do? And then I thought of like doing like weird documentary stuff.
Anything you thought of is way more than what we thought of originally.
Yeah. Our idea was like worst parkour video ever, running around in the field. Or something like that.
Yeah, we weren't even gonna go to a playground or anything. It was just gonna be an empty parking lot or a field. And I guess that would last about 30 seconds.
It was supposed to be what, that skateboarding thing? Just parkour.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like that. That's where the idea kind of came from.
My favorite part is when you like you do the push-up, and then goes to the archives, and you're like, what?
Look at the camera.
And you look at the camera and you smile. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of leftover footage from that interview stuff, and we did all that stuff in Derek's backyard. Was supposed to be part of the promos, and Chris wanted these shots of us training.
You can see some of Chris's trademarks in the interview shots, because he likes to go on people's noses or their legs and stuff. And yeah,
but Chris actually wasn't using the camera for any of that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was me. I filmed you, and you filmed me. Because I remember Chris said, for mine, he wanted to be further back because he'd be too loud into the mic.
Oh.
So you did it.
You did it.
But
it was me and you who filmed.
Really?
Chris filmed...
I filmed like the first time
like,
we did
but
film.
It sounds like it was like what you wanted though.
Yeah, that's why I said like, Phil, make sure you do all this weird,
yeah,
like,
yeah, okay,
weird
okay.
angles and stuff.
Well, that's Chris's direction. There you go.
And Derek was supposed to edit this. We got together. That was like the plan on the day we filmed. Chris was like, okay, Phil, you're DOP. Derek is Director of Editing, DOE. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a real title that exists.
Well,
but
it should be.
So, we actually, Derek did edit some at mm-hmm. first. We got together.
He captured it.
Edit. And then,
kind of.
And then somehow everything fell apart.
And then I let, because Derek was wanted to get a PSP, so I let him play LocoRoco 2. And then, like, he just went off to another world. And, like, Phil kept asking questions, and, like, he was just playing it.
And so then I became editor. Because it was at my house anyway. So.
Well, no, see, he's still editor. It's just that he made you do the editing.
Yes.
And then I put myself as the editing credit.
So you should be, like, filing a lawsuit.
I think so.
You know, that was my job, Phil. You just...
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it was kind of hard editing the actual parkour stuff. Because I ran out of shots to use. So I was trying to fill in... There's all this stuff that I probably wouldn't have used, like me hanging off the swings.
That was cool!
I just had to put so much of that in, or several times, because I had nothing else. And, I don't know what else. Yeah, I just wish there was more, because for variety.
Yeah, but you guys were hurting that day.
Yeah, we were hurting.
It was just from that one time when we jumped off the tree, and then you landed.
I'm surprised you didn't show
that
in full. I thought you were going to end it like with that full sequence.
Oh, no. I put that, like, I was thinking of doing that because it was such a long gap between those two parts. But I put it at the beginning earlier on when I was editing, and it just looked good. So I kept it there.
My favorite is whenever, like, whenever you do the slow-mo and then Derek is, like, jumping to the side, he looks so dramatic when he's doing it. It's like, yeah, it's so cool.
I know. That was awesome.
Well, if you want to know, the reason I chose Face the Pain was because around that time is when I first got the UFC game, and that song would always just, like, start at the menu. So, like, every time it was just like... I kept laughing at it, so I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna... That's why I chose it.
Perfect song. Perfect song.
Cool stuff.
Chris, you have a favorite scene?
I like Derek's interview. Yeah. Cause he was more like out there, and that's probably just because of his character.
Yeah, I love
I'm
that.
Swimming in the earth.
You can hear a little bit of Chris.
Yeah.
Like right before it cuts out. And I love
come back.
When I jump. It is not me going in the air, it is the planet moving away from me.
That was my line.
Line.
That was
and
like,
when I land, it is me saying, come back, come back.
Yeah, that was like when I wrote, like, so what, like 2 days before we were supposed to film, I just like wrote this.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, okay, so this is what your basic idea is supposed to be. And then I wrote that for like Derek, and so like, this is your basic concept. And for Phil, I was just like, you're just talky.
Yeah. Phil, did you think of those questions before? Did you have any kind of thing prepared?
Oh, Moses line. Moses line.
Moses.
Was it? Was it like Bush. God chose Moses. I'm Moses.
Oh.
Be my burning bush.
I prefer line. that the second one, the other one. Remember the ones like why do you love parkour? And I forgot your answer for the other one because the first one was so great. Where you because like you said it was Daniel Craig. He's your hero?
Yeah, we had this, we filmed my interview the same day we did Derek's, but then at some point the
I
camera was like turned off,
yeah.
And so more than half of it wasn't there. And there was all this stuff about Daniel Craig and Casino Royale. And
like you walked off set because like you realized it wasn't
Yeah. Yeah, some of this stuff, I was planning on putting like doing unused footage bonus thing, so that might come. Because some of that stuff was
I preferred
good.
That one.
I didn't know where to really fit it. Because I looked, there was some usable stuff from the old interview, but it just didn't fit
oh, really?
The new one. Just, you know, the way it looks and the interview itself. But.
I think where he's like, why is your name to George? Like...
We had...
You did it wrong. It was supposed to be Jorge, but not with an H. Just like, it's just Jorge, and then you're supposed to, in quotes, it's supposed to be George, as in D-O-E-R-P.
Oh, I was supposed to be actual the George, like a real name George, And then suddenly I said...
You, one time you just said the George, and then we just laughed.
Yeah. What was it supposed to be originally? Jorge the Jorge?
No, I said George, or was it?
I don't know. I mixed it up at some point, so we just went with that.
Yeah.
And
it's like overpowered.
Yeah.
After a while, I was like, well.
Did you eat any of the cheese on its own?
Nope.
It tastes weird. Havarti shouldn't have gravy. Killing brain cells. That was parkour. Hope you liked it. I hope it gets some of you active and involved in the sport.
I just hope people like it.
Get out, have fun in the nice summer heat. Jump some fences.
Okay.
What was next on the list?
There were no other releases. Upcoming stuff!
So tell us about I Got a Headache. What is that?
Well,
it's not even I Got a Headache, it's I Got a Headache.
I Got a Headache. You want an Advil or something?
No.
And that scene!
I'm facing the pain!
Face
the burn!
Face the burn! This song is awesome. I don't care what anybody says.
It's like Warzone.
I know.
That song and Warzone are together in this, like, yeah, top tier.
Might as well be the same guys doing it. So, upcoming stuff. You still have your third nightlight thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Third nightlight? Oh, yeah.
I haven't really gotten started on that.
But remember what you said last podcast? If I don't do it soon enough, then I'll just stop doing it.
I know.
So he's not gonna do it.
I don't learn. Hopefully I will.
There you go, he's not gonna do it. It's official.
I might still do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I might still do it. You better do it. I like my character.
Okay. For you, Phil, I will do it.
For me, Derek, for me, hey, last time you said that you wouldn't go away, and then you did. Remember, Phyllis, I said, don't go away. So then you said, okay, for you, I will.
Oh, well, yeah. This time I really made it.
Derek, don't trust his lies.
Good job if you get that reference.
And Daxter, probably. What's up, Matt Daxter?
Hey, Matt Daxter.
Playing, I don't know if you're still playing Fallout 3, because you've got, like, all the trophies. It's crazy. He's got all of them, he's got the platinum.
Have you ever done that for any game?
When I beat it, I'm done. I'm just like, when I beat Uncharted, I was like, okay, I'm done. And then, like, I think you text me, say, hey, they got trophies enabled. Like, really? Oh. I think I played, like, the first scene. And
that's what I meant to do. Like, oh, I got one trophy.
That's it. Yeah. No, I can't do that. Because it's always, like, it always feels the same to me.
It's fun while you're playing.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't go back to it beforehand. I think Phil might like that.
I like getting that 100% in games.
You need to get an Xbox.
Or a PlayStation.
I mean Blu-ray player.
Hey, anyone wants to send me a Blu-ray player, I'm in the market for one.
Just send it to him.
Send it to me, that's the market.
It's not a bomb. Just write not a bomb. No, it's not. I keep forgetting what this is.
Jeez. When it was flipped over here, Archie was in this. When it was flipped over, I thought it was meat. I kept thinking, why is there meat here? So, Derek, eat your poutine. Come on.
I'm trying.
This is just like one time we had Pizza Hut and we got like extra cheese
and
cheese inside the crust.
Yeah. Like, but,
And then we had full finished our like portion of it, and at one point Derek's like, I've had enough, and he just threw it back into the pizza box. We're like, aww.
Too much cheese.
Oh, seriously, it was a lot of cheese. Yeah. I forced myself to finish my part.
It's great.
That was good stuff though.
And one day Derek was mad, he's like, no! No more.
Adventures in food with the can of nothing.
Ah, yes. What else? Anything
else? Nightlights 3. Today is the 18th. In 2 days, we're starting our film
challenge.
I'm hoping this can come out before then. Not like it matters anyways, but I know when we start that, I'm going to put off everything else.
Yeah.
So,
Looking forward to it.
It's coming up. We're excited. Actually, we were talking to Derek earlier, and he just kept shaking his head about it. So.
They were bribing me to tell them what was on the post. No, no.
No, they weren't.
They were trying to tell me.
No, so, oh, so what's in there? Cause I'm, like,
well, no, that was Derek. That was Derek.
I didn't say what's in there. I said, is it any good?
I know what you were trying
and
to
then
say.
And then I said, I don't want to know. But Derek said, Chris, I'm going to get my gun.
Yeah.
And then he did.
And then it was like a whole hour of like me crying, and like Phil trying to stop him. But we got through it. That's what friends do.
Yeah, that's true. We're here. We're still here,
and alive. Thank God.
Yeah, for now. So Canada Nothing Film Challenge.
Yeah. Yep. Not much to say about that. It's coming. If you haven't put your suggestions, please do so.
I gave Phil a suggestion, and he said he'll think about it for next year. Look out for that.
Yeah, yeah. Something we might make some alterations to the challenge next year.
Yeah.
If we remember, but.
Okay.
Good alterations.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Not like
like
Bart Simpson changing voice actors. Okay. Alterations, but
like making it not 48 hours?
Making it 24 hours.
Yeah.
Making it 2 hours.
We'll have the script done.
Yeah.
We were planning on doing this.
And I was like, yeah, I made a panel. Funny.
Yeah.
You should.
That'd be so awesome. That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, I was like, you just voice it. I was like, you just voice it.
And this was a bad guy. He was supposed to look like this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll do that someday. Worst film ever.
No, but people would like it because it's not like live action.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
It'd just be another like trash
animation
live kind of thing. It's like, did Derek draw this? Was this trash animation?
No.
Alright. And the other thing that's coming out that we'll do, Birth Month video 2009. Please clap with us. Standing ovation. Yeah, so we're gonna start that after the film challenge, and it's gonna be exactly the same as the other two.
You should just
way
splice
to
the two together,
yeah,
and then every time he's like happy 8th, you go like 9.
Mr. Black.
Like you did for the Power Rangers.
I think
name.
Phil
yeah.
likes that idea. Yeah, I can see it in his face.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Phil.
Happy birth month, Derek.
Happy birth month, Phil.
I started writing the rap, like, but it's not good.
Well, let's not do a rap then. Let's do like
a rock song.
Yeah.
Let's do emo ska.
Yeah, emo ska.
Scholastic.
Scholastic. Is that our emo ska band?
Yeah.
Right.
What was the emo metal ska band? I think that was Scholastic.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I know we had a ska band. We called it Scholastic.
Scholastic. Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Trademark.
All right. Yeah, we don't have. We're really gonna be cramming this birth month video because
maybe be a little shorter
after maybe because after this film challenge thing, I gotta take some days off to, well, maybe not, but to study and then.
Well, then Derek can do it. Make him in charge.
Yeah. Okay.
There, done.
And then
it won't get finished.
And then like
I'm
after
to be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Pretty soon after that, we're gonna be at Fan Expo for 3 days, and then there's 1 day left in the month, and
woo!
That's it.
Wow.
It's
month, yeah.
Birth month
very
over.
Busy.
But
we should move the film challenge to like next month.
But
no.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's fun to do it.
There's your problem for leaving.
That's
I
cool.
know. Derek was away for the week when I was like completely free. Like this is perfect. Derek says, "Nah, I'm gonna be gone."
Oh well.
So Derek,
we'll get through it.
Derek was cosplaying as Davy Crockett, and he went up north.
Yeah.
And he killed some caribou.
Apparently, he went to an island.
And Lost. So did you see?
An island.
I don't know anything about Lost.
What?
Horses
are on the island. What was? Polar bears were on Lost.
So yeah, that's the only thing I remember. Polar bears.
Polar bears.
For some reason.
Yeah, polar bears were on Lost. Were there polar bears?
I don't think so.
Were there bears?
There were, but like, we didn't see any.
Oh.
There's
so they just said there's
bears?
Bears?
They say there's like some bears, not a bunch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Something's flashing on there.
Did you see Goldeen? Magikarp?
Goldeen. Yeah.
Why is this flashing?
I don't know, Phil. Don't you know your camera?
My tape signal's flashing.
Oh no.
But there's still 24 minutes left.
It's telling you, hey,
things are great. The everything is okay alarm.
Alright, whatever.
Okay. We're gonna find out this is like all corrupted after. I have to make poutine again tomorrow.
Yeah!
Well, you're not done, babe!
You're the one that's always wanted the poutine.
Did Derek get the biggest portion?
Now it hurts.
I don't know, he might have. He got the first portion, I know that.
Derek's body is still adjusting to bad food after eating like his wild berries and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's true.
How was your teepee?
Awesome.
So now when we go outside and I start eating berries, you'll tell me which one's poisonous? Because sometimes I get sick.
Like all of them.
Or he will lead you on to think they are not poisonous.
You know someone from Manitoulin Island was on the Mighty Ducks when they won the cup. So he brought the Stanley Cup there to their grocery store. That's their, like, the biggest hub is a grocery store.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, yeah, the Stanley Cup was at Foodland. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Go, sports.
You ever see the Stanley Cup at the Hall
you?
Of Fame? No, I'm not really into hockey.
Oh.
Why not?
I know, you're not a man.
Oh, man.
I'm drinking
I like soccer.
No, it's called football.
Football. You play the football.
You have to drink that big beer right now to prove that you're a man.
Yeah, I don't want to drink any beer.
Why were you complaining 2 months ago that Derek was supposed to drink beer?
Because Derek promised beer.
And there it is.
And see, Derek don't trust his lies.
Dairy. It's made like dairy.
Dairy?
Because like, hey.
I didn't get what was going on there.
Have some beer, Phil.
No!
I'll have some if you have some.
Quit being a punk.
I know.
They've been drinking for 3 hours. When Derek wakes up, Phil is beside him. Next thing they know, they have AIDS. I'm drinking drive.
Yeah, you all know what we're talking about.
You should.
That's a big beer, man.
This is like Giants beer.
Not really.
Like Giants beer.
This is like a fat man's
beer. The guy from Big Fish. Carl.
Yeah. Budweiser King of Beers. 710 mils.
That's a lot of beer. So, that's it for releases.
You mean upcoming?
I mean...
Phil's way off today. Earlier today he called like horses animals or something.
Yeah. He's like, I'm too full for poutine. I'm too full for faux.
Yeah, he's too full from poutine.
From poutine,
saying.
Yeah. When he hadn't had poutine yet. Something's not right here.
Too much editing.
Not enough beer.
Face the pain. That's all I've been doing this past weekend. Face the pain.
Face the pain.
But that's not all you've been doing this weekend.
What have I been doing?
You went to do that thing where we saw that thing.
Oh, we saw a movie?
They did.
Yeah,
not you.
Derek was like, I got back the other day and was so tired.
And
to see
I wasn't really interested
day.
In that movie. I didn't like I didn't want to watch that movie.
Okay, Derek?
You sound so horrible.
That's what it sounded like.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to sound like that.
We saw District 9.
Yep.
And it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, Chris was telling me about it.
I liked it.
Yeah. I told Derek, so, like, early, like, when it first came, like, when people were... The critics! Roger Ebert, who else? Uwe Boll, no. Who else is a critic?
I don't
Danny
know.
Danny Glover.
Only Ebert.
Yeah, whatever. They were saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, this movie is, like... It's like a family movie. It's, like, it has a lot of heart. It has
family
a lot...
Movie.
Well, you know, it's, like, it's, like, you know, it has a lot of emotion. It's... Great, it's not just a sci-fi movie. And I watched it and I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. And then I was reading like other blogs of like, you know, people, actual people, and they all had the same like analogy that I had where this is a video game movie.
Yeah.
And it really was. I don't want to spoil anything, but like, dude, that had like video game like screaming everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like an everyman and then there were mechs.
Lots of guns and
yeah.
Aliens.
Like, yeah, early on, I was afraid that that movie was going to be just, like,
a metaphor for, like, you know, segregation or whatever.
That's kind of what the movie was a little bit surprising in, like, it couldn't really seem to know what it was, the style it was going to be, because it started off, like, what I heard about it, that it was a documentary style. And that's kind of what they did at the beginning, just to kind of get you up to speed on what happened and what people think of it.
Which is cool.
So then you think, oh, okay, everything's going to become the metaphor for real life.
Yeah.
And, you know, encampments of poor people and all this stuff. And then suddenly it changes and it's like a big action movie.
Yeah. Like, you can interpret it that way. I can see that. But that's like looking at it too much.
Yeah.
It's like the second, like, that really, like, that stuff is only like one quarter of that movie.
Yeah.
Everything else is like, what?
After that, it's just, I want to go home.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll help you.
Like, really, like, when you, like, watch, like, that part, and then you skip, like, everything else, and you watch the ending, and you're just, like, you would just be, like, how'd that happen? How did it get to that? Because, like, it does a nice job of just, like, transitioning to it. Like, but...
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Where does it rank in Peter Jackson movies?
Well, it's not really a Peter Jackson movie.
Well, he directed it.
Oh, it's better than King
Kong.
He
didn't direct it.
Didn't
he? No, he was, like, presented it.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was some Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, did you see the original concept
Neil
of it?
No, I want to see
it's
that.
It's pretty good, actually. It's just like
Is
that.
It
but like
this? Did it this it, spawn from that?
Yeah, that was the original idea.
Oh.
And, but, like, like, originally, like, because it had, like, a mech in it, like, the original mech was just, like, made out of junk.
I think I've seen this. It's like a war kind of, there's a battle or something?
Yeah, in the beginning there's a battle with, like, two soldiers and, like, one big junk mech.
Yeah, I think I've seen that a long time ago.
It's, like, 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And that's, like, what, or that was what made Peter Jackson like him, so he was supposed to do the Halo movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember this had something to do with Halo.
Yeah. This was the guy behind
Dude, Halo movie.
It was totally Halo. Did you see the guns? They were totally Halo.
Yeah. You just need to put the main character in the suit and there you go, it's Halo.
And he was already in, like, honestly, this could have been, like, Halo Origins movie where this was, like, the pre-Spartan suit thing. Like, you know, for Terminator 3 when they had the original Terminator and it was just, like, a big tank with guns?
Yeah.
This could have been, like, the original Spartan and then, like, he just gets inside of it, but then, like, they made it more human as they went along. Really, it was. It's just like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, geez,
I'd say 4. I liked it.
Yeah, I'd say 4, but I think when I say 4, I think that means it means a lot considering what I've seen this whole year. Because a lot has been bad.
That's true. It's like we don't know what to think going into movies now, just because everything's turned out bad this year. Seriously, since the Dark Knight, movies aren't good. I'm sorry, movie Hollywood.
I didn't like. Like, when I was thinking about, like, what movies we saw that were pretty good, it was, like, The Wrestler, Up, and...
Star Trek.
Maybe Star Trek, and this.
And that's something. What are the bad ones that we saw?
Everything. Caroline? Coraline. What else did we see?
Watchmen.
Oh, Watchmen.
Watchmen.
I saw that again. I downloaded a Blu-ray rip, and...
Did you watch it? Like, do you understand you watch it? Did you get it?
No.
Did you get it?
No, I watched, like, when we
Did
first...
Did you really watch it?
I don't know. When we first saw it, I thought it was okay. I watched it again, and it doesn't seem as good. Or, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what to think of that movie.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't like that movie. I hate that movie.
So I wouldn't really say that's one of the good movies I saw this year.
But you like the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the trailer.
That was a great trailer.
Misleading trailer.
Making it seem awesome.
Come on. It's the same thing with Star Wars Episode 1. Oh wow, Star Wars is back!
Yeah.
And you see the movie, like,
oh, that was,
wait a minute!
With all the droids and everything? Oh, that was so awesome!
I was sad, no
like,
treaties.
Look at all the Jedi!
I know!
Yoda's younger, and Anakin!
That's so good.
So Derek's drinking, or Chris Thanks. Is drinking.
Me and Chris are drinking it.
What's it called?
Schnozberry.
Schnozberry.
Organic sparkling green tea, raspberry.
Schnozberry.
Okay, so that was District 9. When we saw it, Jude was with us.
And Kaylin.
No, but Jude, there was all this weird 9 stuff going on with Jude.
Oh.
What?
Okay, the movie was District 9. Was it because of Jude that we had to change our time or what? Or Kaylin?
Kaylin.
Well, anyway, we had to change. We ended up seeing the movie in theater number 9.
Whoa.
And then Jude's shirt had a 9 on it.
Whoa.
And then we went to the full restaurant, which had nine.
Whoa.
And there was a trailer for nine.
Whoa.
Was there?
Happens yeah. Anytime, I see
remember? Wasn't there?
No. There was Legion, Jennifer's Body.
Oh yeah, there wasn't a trailer.
Zombieland.
Zombieland.
All these great movies that we're not going to see.
But we're going to see nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next month.
And get Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Guitar Hero 5, and so we can get Guitar Hero Van Halen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm going to buy DJ Hero, and then I'll bring you here, then you can play it.
Yeah.
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 Any other movies, anything you guys saw?
No.
Wait, what have you seen?
I told Chris I saw Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You watched that too, right? Like all of it?
I didn't watch it. No.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna give you my Blu-ray rip.
Awesome.
Gonna
awesome.
Be awesome.
Because the one I have sucks.
Yeah. Blu-ray's awesome.
That one was terrible.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a bad movie. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
But see,
watch it.
Derek, you can like watch it and see it's really bad quality, so it'd be like, well, at least it's not as bad as I thought, just because
sure.
It looks really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that you can see it in Blu-ray,
like,
you're just like,
it's
oh.
Like, a, like, yeah, like a disconnect.
Yeah.
It makes sense, yeah.
No. It's bad. It's bad. It doesn't matter how good the quality is.
Oh,
it's
is
bad.
It worse than, what, like, where does it rank in like worst movies?
Punisher.
Was it how, compared to Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball wasn't that bad.
Dragon Ball was more fun to watch because it's Dragon
it
Ball.
Fun.
This one has like
Punisher.
Like this one might as well have nothing to do with Street Fighter.
Okay. And would it be as popular as Street Fighter the movie? Like can it become that? Like that like you know, Street Fighter was bad, but it's iconic.
Yeah.
Everybody still loves it.
Yeah.
Because it is bad. Do you
and
think
it's like cheesy be... bad.
Yeah,
this one's just one? No, this one's just bad.
Oh no, it's like
this
spirit
is just
bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Bad.
I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah, I think, what's it called? I think, like, between all of us, like, when we say bad, I think the spirit is, like...
The spirit is, like, yeah, so bad.
That's the one you judge it all by now, because that was not even funny bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, your spirit's not even funny bad.
It's just bad.
That's just sad.
Yeah.
And Chun-Li is not funny bad either. It's just bad.
Oh, when we went to see District 9, like, for some reason, like, cops came. Like actual cops.
Oh, really?
And they like walked up.
They pulled this whole group of guys out of the theater.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know what's going on.
Were they wearing backwards hats?
I don't know. I don't know. That was all the way.
But
just pretty good.
Transformers was also bad.
What?
Transformers.
But it had like robots. It can't
yeah.
be bad.
Okay, so Transformers was bad because it tortured you for 2.5 hours because it was 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Was it bad like that? Because it just goes
it's,
on? Or
well,
was it long enough?
It's a pretty short movie.
Yeah?
I think it's less than 2 hours.
Okay.
But, it's just bad because you want it to be Street Fighter. And has, like, other than their names, it just doesn't seem like Street Fighter. There's all these parts where they try to give little hints of Chun-Li's costume. Like, oh, she's got buns in her hair this time, and she's wearing white boots right now. And then there's one part when she wears a Chinese dress. But that's it.
So my thing is, like, don't you find it so weird that, okay, between the two Street Fighters that came out, it's never been about Ryu and Ken?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, those are the two, like, main guys in Street Fighter, and...
But
Ken's white! He's marketable.
Know.
You know, Ryu can be just be, like, the serious badass that's just quiet, and then he does Hadouken, and then everything's gone. Like,
but,
is it so
I
hard?
Think
or,
the movie.
I think they were gonna do, like, some other... Street Fighter origin kind of movie.
I heard they were doing like T-Hawk or something.
Because at the end of this one,
yeah.
They're like
T-Hawk.
Yeah.
Like
and they do DJ. T-Hawk DJ and Birdie.
If they do a dad movie, that's
dad
like,
movie.
That might be good.
That's true.
Because that can be funny bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be good because it's funny bad.
Unless they get like a funny guy to be dad.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
No. Damn it, Bill, now they're gonna do that.
No, at the end of
and then Jackie Chan is gonna be like Ryu.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like his
bloody
master.
Comedy.
He's like, learn how to do the Hadouken. Now
oh,
why the be like that? And it'll take place in like the Wild West.
Yep.
And they'll just call it Shanghai Dawn.
Shanghai Dan.
Shanghai Dan, yes. That's the best.
Wiki Wow.
Wiki Shanghai Dan.
Anything else?
What are you even talking about? Movies?
Yeah.
Chun-Li.
Michael Clark Duncan was Balrog.
How is he?
He's bad.
Which Worst one is he?
His Kingpin role?
Balrog?
No, who's Michael Clark Duncan?
He's from the Green Mile?
Kingpin.
Kingpin, oh. Yeah.
Oh.
He's Balrog.
Yeah. Wow. Should've got, like, Ving Rhames. And just named him, like, Ving Rhames because it's so awesome.
Who else was in that? Vega was in it. Bison. Gen. Or Gen, whatever they call them.
Gen.
Gen.
Gone.
Gone.
Gen.
Gen.
That's it.
Yeah, not good. How many G's?
One.
Wow.
More than zero. It's pretty impressive.
Well, I got through it.
So. What did we give Spirit? Like 0.5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go back and watch that podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to say we're going to be at Fan Expo.
Ooh.
I think we mentioned that.
Toronto.
My new hometown. T-Dot guys.
Yeah.
Show them what Toronto is all about.
Living in the city, yeah. Instead of the burbs.
I joined the Fan Expo.
I saw.
Yeah. So I was thinking about plugging the can, but then...
Fan Expo what?
Facebook page.
Page. Yeah.
Oh.
They've been sending messages like, here's the new guest coming. I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Ken of nothing.
Yeah, I was like thinking of just like putting that, but then I was like, you know, you probably know him best from Pokemon. But then if I were to send that link, and then it wouldn't be. So let me just say, if you haven't seen Pokemon before and you watch this Pokemon, you won't get why it's so funny. Just put it back.
You have to tell them to watch it in high quality.
Can you watch it in high quality?
Yeah, some people know how.
Oh yeah?
Because not all of them have the high quality link, but if you add something to the URL, it becomes high quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was about to tell Phil, like, when I first heard that, I was gonna tell Phil, oh, maybe you should change it, but after a while,
I knew about that a long time ago, I just left it, because I don't want to re-upload.
It's so awesome. It sounds like Geodude's talking the entire time. He's, like, trying to narrate what's going on.
You're like, little hints of Earthbound music.
Oh.
Yeah, new Pokemon. digitally remastered Pokemon. Check out our YouTube account. Check it out.
I posted it on the forums, hopefully you saw it.
That's true, yeah. Chris also posted it.
Oh. That's great. But yeah, but then I was thinking, like, what else? What other things? Like, I was thinking, like, Ashby. But then be like, oh, but then.
I don't care, it's part of the site. Post materialism for all I care.
Materialism.
Can you believe that Britney Spears thing still gets views?
It's just because that's Britney Spears in the title, that's all.
And
she's naked.
People should be like, you guys are totally offensive to Britney Spears. You know, she has her act together now. It's like, this came out like 5 years ago.
<I know. laughs>
Why are you people being like this?
Well, we have some really old stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, old stuff.
Just remaster it. Just make it all
brrrr! Remaster it.
Oh,
man. I like that. I'm gonna record that with my microphone so I have that sound effect.
So August 28th, tickets are still on sale. Derek doesn't have his.
I'll get it soon, yeah.
He won't
Derek.
We're going to be like, Derek! Derek!
Jerome!
Derek!
Jerome.
It's like, oh, we found Jerome. Jerome, did you see Derek? No. Okay, let's go look for Derek. Derek! Derek.
And I don't know if those people who we met last year listen to the podcast, maybe Sean.
Never really asked him much. He just took a picture and left.
But he when we put the podcast up on Vimeo, he made a comment there.
Oh yeah, so. But maybe it's just like, oh, you know, he knew that something was coming out with him. And I don't know.
Anyway,
hi Sean.
Connor B.
Hi Connor B.
If
hi Chris Yip.
Who?
Chris Yip.
God of Acorns.
Oh.
You know what I realized? Why don't you use your Canada Nothing Twitter thing to update like videos?
I don't know. Can
you?
Yeah,
no, just say it's announce
a
like
video release.
Hey, here's a video.
Here's a link.
I always forget about the Twitter thing.
Really
the only time I remember is when I go
to
my email and it says, someone is following you. Okay.
Because that's because you're not trying.
I mean, for Phil, like, Derek, like, nobody's following us because you're not really promoting
it. That's true.
Like, I have, like, okay, for me, for my Twitter, I have a fair amount of people just because I, like, type in, like, video games and it's like, Xbox 360 fanboys is now following you on Twitter. It's like, okay.
I think some guy who added you keeps trying to add me, Dan Howdy or something like that, some kind of video game news journal. I saw him on yours.
Dan Howdy.
And he tries to, he followed
me. Oh, Dan Now Gamer?
Dan Now Gamer, yeah.
I talked to that guy a couple times.
That was cool.
Well, I don't know, he's like a British guy. Hmm.
The British play video games?
Yeah.
So,
But why would he want to follow? You don't.
He just looks at all yours, probably. He just says follow. Oh. So he gets follows back.
I guess.
That's what people do.
That's what people do, yeah.
It's like on MySpace.
No, some people, like, the one guy showed me, like, because he has, like, 1,000 things. So I said, like, how do you have 1,000 people? Like, he has this program. Oh, he has this program that, like, I'll type in like video games and I'll show all the Twitters that I follow, so you just click follow.
Wow.
He said, I'll give you the link if you want. I'm like, no.
Awesome.
Yeah. Twitter's great.
Yeah, Twitter.
We're back.
Hey.
Forgot what we were talking about.
I don't know.
Twitter.
Twitter's great.
Twitter's so great. If you have Twitter, follow us. Even though we don't update. Twitter.com/timeofnothing.
Even when we did update, what was that?
I don't know.
And then Derek said to me like 1 o'clock in the morning. Rah, rah, rah. I didn't even see him like, what? Are you okay?
So, we're at Fan Expo. We're gonna be there. We still have some bracelets left over, and if they don't sell by then, we're taking them to Fan Expo. Who knows what we'll do with them? Maybe we'll just lose them. Probably. Put in my pocket. You realize there's a hole in your pocket.
You wonder, Victor Lucas. Just like fling one at him from far away.
I'm Victor!
Like, oh. Then he'll take it.
We should just meet him to take a picture with him. Say, and then we'll frame it in each of our rooms. We'll blow it up really big.
Oh, that'll be the YouTube picture, just Victor Lucas stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of
Victor
stuff.
Lucas.
So yeah, wristbands. Thank you to those people who bought from us.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Post pictures.
People actually
That's very cool. I hope you're enjoying them. I hope you're wearing them everywhere and people are asking you about them and it's helping our site.
So we've had this big debate about the wristbands or the bracelets. It's like, how do you wear them? So I like to wear them, like when I look at it, it doesn't look upside down. So when I see Can of Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, then Justin, he wore it the other way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, so you can be like,
yeah, and then Robin had pictures of like both ways she did
So you do it like this, so you just turn around and like bam,
people
can read it. And it looks cooler like this.
It looks like you want to fight people.
What site are you part of?
Yeah.
Bam!
And then they punch you in the face.
Oh! Why'd you do that?
They're like when you're fighting people and you want to block them?
Block. And they'll be like, oh, you're from the canon.
Nothing. Oh,
sorry, man.
Back off.
Were you the guy that trashed the mission? No, I'm just the fan.
Oh, bad.
No, I'm the guy that just, I'm in a couple movies. I just direct movies. Are they trashing me? No, they're live action. Bam!
I directed 1, 2 trash animations. Oh, which one? Pokemon 2? Bam!
So how many have we sold all together?
4.
That's great. So you made like $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah. $20. That's pretty good. That $20 is going towards something good.
Like a Vader hat?
Hat.
We're going to finally get that Boba Fett helmet.
Yes.
It's still on sale.
For Star Wars Apprentice, written by Danny Santos.
Yes.
And then he wanted to do like the Amazing Race with those Star Wars characters.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yep.
But he said that was going to be his own project.
Oh, back in the day when we had a whole bunch of friends,
we had
on our forums.
It's because all the new people chased them away.
We had people suggesting things to us all the time.
No, but okay, a lot of them were Cameron saying, "Hey Phil, you should spoof this,"
or Alex with all his weird original ideas.
Yeah,
that were never gonna happen.
The basement. And
yeah,
that's it for wristbands.
And Fan Expo.
What else?
Well, we've seen you in your wristbands. Tell us, what do you think of them? How's it feel to wear it?
Mine's already dying.
No.
Chris is like really worn out.
Cause I keep like folding.
Chris is always like, I've been watching you. You're like just sitting here stretching it out and stuff. So yeah, it's like, I guess like a rubber band. Eventually, if you keep doing this, it's gonna wear out. But yeah, take care of it.
Or not.
Or not.
Do what I do. Put it on.
Be like Chris.
Take it off.
Bake it your grills.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Canada Nothing MMA mouth guards coming soon. So well, when we get a fighter to sponsor us, he'll be like. Yeah!
Face the pain! Face the pain!
Face the pain!
That has to be his intro song.
Yeah.
So what's next on the list? What else you got, Phil?
That's it.
Time for banter?
Usually we put banter with movies, but we kind of jumped around, so if you want to... If there's anything you just want to throw in now...
Okay! So none of you saw it, but I did. I saw the end of The Matrix. I witnessed the end of The Matrix.
Was that exciting?
It was pretty cool because I never got to see like a server thing like die out.
Yeah.
And I've been part of like betas where it's like, now you can kill the admins if you go to like castle whatever.
Yeah.
Here I was just like, wow, that's pretty crazy. It was like all it is just like people dancing till like the last minute, and they're just like sometimes they were like fighting too. Mm. But like, yeah, that was kind of crazy. But like what it really like hit me was that like Matrix Online was really the last thing that was Matrix, like. What else is like there that's Matrix right now? There's nothing.
Nothing.
There's like no comic book. There's nothing. And like you look back and you think like after the first movie, you thought there was so much potential for like the Matrix. Like really, it could have been like a whole new generation of Star Wars.
Yeah.
But it's like, they just like screwed it up so bad.
Thanks, Reloaded.
Yeah, and Revolutions.
It's just like Star Wars Galaxies, like a terrible game that everyone agrees is still bad. It's still running because of Star Wars. Like I don't know if it's gonna be running when Knights of the Old Republic comes out, but it's still alive. It's just like, man, if they made the Matrix, like
do you want more Matrix?
If they made, like, okay, if the two movies were better, then yeah, like, this could have been, like, the whole, like, they could have done, like, the whole Clone Wars thing where it's just, like, you know, there's so much backstory that they could have just kept seeping out. The Animatrix was, like, too hoity-toity. It was, like, we're too good for you, so it's, like, you don't really understand it, so nobody was, like, yeah, screw you, you're not gonna make us understand it, we're not gonna bother. And then, like, the games were pretty bad, too, so it's just, like...
Enter the Matrix. Greatest game.
Oh. Yeah, it was just, like, it hit me, like, man... Matrix.
What happened,
like...
Matrix?
What happened, Matrix?
So much potential.
I know.
You just threw it all away with your drugs and violence.
So. Yeah, that's what's just been going through my mind for like the past like 2 weeks now. It's just like, wow, what did they really do to them? Like, you can still do like Lord of the Rings stuff. Despite what anyone believes, you can still
and
do.
They do.
Yeah.
There's that new game that came out.
Yeah, okay, that was bad, but
Conquest
like,
of the Ring or something.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings Conquest.
Yeah.
But, like, there's still, like EA can still be like, oh, this kind of took place during that, or it happened, like, afterwards, but, like, what can you do with The Matrix now? Because it's so bad.
New Matrix movies.
Starring the kid from Reloaded who helped Neo.
No, it's Shia LaBeouf. He's the new Neo.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, really, think about how the first Matrix ended.
It's true.
And, like...
Like, right from there, if they just left it as the first movie, it didn't become, like, a sci-fi trilogy like they always do.
Yeah.
It
could have
been,
like, so...
Yeah.
Again, and even if they did, like... If they didn't do the second, like, the other movies, and they just did, like, some sort of, like, Animatrix, but it wasn't as weird as it was, that could have just made, like, so much history for them to just, like, scoop everything out and, like, people just eat it up.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
They're probably like, you know how Lord of the Rings still has a lot of story that Tolkien just never released? There probably is stuff that the Wachowski brothers did.
But why
would... Nothing's coming out.
But what, like, who would care?
I know. Nobody cares.
Nobody would care. Because the other two movies were just horrible.
Yeah, it's like if Star Wars started with episodes 1-3, like, that would probably die off pretty quick.
Would it really? Do you really think so?
Maybe, yeah. But I guess part of the reason people hate it is because it's, like, too different. Original movies that came out
and bad.
Or would you think because like what, like Star Wars was like the first movie to like be like a really good sci-fi movie, right? Where it was like,
yeah,
all,
I guess
like,
so
and lightsabers and everything. So could you imagine like
in the 70s someone already had like dual lightsabers.
Yeah.
Like,
no, well, like what if, like, if the original Star Wars didn't exist and then Lucas came out with Episode 1 in 1999.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
Like, who knows what... Because I'm pretty sure Star Wars shaped the way a lot of movies came out after that. So
yeah.
Who knows what would have come before it if there was no original trilogy. But if these movies were like that, it would be kind of mind-blowing, but it could still end up being bad because the story is just kind of
bad.
Weird.
But like,
Hayden Christensen is bad.
So, like, you wouldn't put... But what if, like, they put 1, 2, and 3, but they did it in the 70s and 80s? Would you think
like
it would
the
be...
the same way that we see it now?
Yeah. Do you think it would
be... amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
Jar Jar, oh my god, Jar Jar is awesome!
No, I mean, like, not just the way it looked, but, like, you know, if they just had, like, those story elements and they just... Instead
oh.
of doing, like, 4, 5, 6...
Maybe, but I have a feeling, like, it could end up being just some old movie that I don't care about much.
So then if like, 4, 5, and 6 came out in 1999, do you think you'd care about it then?
Maybe. I don't know. Because it... Like, I don't really watch a lot of sci-fi stuff. I say I like sci-fi just because of Star Wars. That's pretty much it. And District 9. Yeah, my new favorite. What's his
District
name?
District 9 trilogy.
Vickis.
No, please, please, no more.
Vickis
no more.
Is the new Luke Skywalker.
No, 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 no sequel, please. It...
District 10, yeah.
Just there, oh yeah, there is a district.
Yeah, they're like, at the end they just mentioned, oh, the aliens have been moved into District 10.
No, I don't know.
I didn't like the ending where like they show him the flower thing. And the
oh, that?
I didn't need to see that.
Yeah, I would have preferred if they just left it to the imagination.
Yeah.
Do it like all anime style and like the girl's like, I will wait for him forever. And then like you see like a shadowy figure somewhere and it's like, oh, and then it ends. Totally anime.
Sounds good.
You should see District 9, it's pretty good.
Okay.
The people are clapping after the movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, don't clap.
Okay.
Wasn't that good.
But Phil, your mentality is no movie's worth clapping.
Yeah.
Not really.
So like
do you
just,
ever clap at the end of a movie?
You're just a snob.
I don't think so.
You're just a movie snob.
Yeah,
it's the one I don't like to do this at the end of a movie.
But like you're just like
it's weird because
they didn't
you can't do
that. It's because like it wasn't a performance.
Yeah, it's just it's a little
like,
weird because.
What are
you
clapping for?
Yeah, if you're like if you're at a movie premiere and the director's there or some actors, you kind of clap because you know you're acknowledging them and their work, but they're not there, so it just feels a little bit weird to clap
for
this
nobody.
Thing on a screen. So you what if you're you see that movie for the first time on home video, you're home alone, and the actor is like, oh yeah, you stand up in front of your TV, yeah. I don't know, it just feels weird doing it to a movie.
Yeah, I agree.
If I did do it to a movie, I might say Return of the King. That's a good ending.
Really? Oh, it was
I don't care how long it is, I loved all the endings. Good stuff.
Like, but wait, there's more. But wait, there's even more. Now put on your 3D glasses.
My friends, you bow to no one. Oh yeah.
What would be your movie that you'd clap to?
End of Episode 3.
Yeah! Beautiful! We know what's coming, baby! We're gonna win it!
How about you, Chris? What's your clap movie?
Transformers. The first one. You know, Optimus is calling, like, and I call forth all the other Transformers to come to Earth. It's like, yeah! We want Transformers! We want! I'm ready!
I think you're off screen.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Woo!
You can see him clap. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? If you got something, throw it in there. Canadling recommends! Okay, look at Derek's food. It's still here.
I know.
What is this?
It's been like an hour.
Eat it.
Definitely not gonna eat it now.
Why not?
Now it's like room temperature.
Still good.
You can have it if you want.
It's okay now though. I just wanted to know something. But it's okay. I found out. Yeah, I'm fine.
How are you?
Okay. Bye. Huh?
Yeah.
I called my mom and asked her what curds were in the
Can he recommends? Derek.
Chris.
You recommend me?
I recommend Chris.
Aww.
You're welcome.
Really? Is that what you recommend?
Yes.
No, don't be stupid. Come on. Recommend
something. No, I don't want to go first. Cause I forgot about this.
Oh.
I recommend schnozberry sparkling green tea schnozberry flavor. There you go.
Schnozberry.
By Steez.
You're not going to recommend DeviantArt for all your Deviant...
I already did that once.
Where did I do it again? There's never been a rule about not recommending the same thing.
Okay, your turn.
I didn't think of this
either. I recommend the game Shatter for PS3. That's on PSN.
Game Shatter?
Yeah.
What's that
like Arkanoid, but better.
What's Arkanoid?
Remember the ball breaking games?
The ball, boom, boom, boom.
Pong?
You break out the blocks at the top.
Oh,
yeah.
I love those kinds of games.
I hate those kind of games, but this one I really like.
I recommend
schnozberry.
Not schnozberry. You already did it.
Ripe schnozberry. Right off the bush. Phil's considering it.
Yeah, I think it's something to recommend.
Phil, you're always the one that's ready for like.
I know. I had something I can't remember now.
Oh no! It's not. It's not Swiss cheese, is it?
No.
It's not ice cream, is it?
Well,
I just had pho 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row?
2 days in a row.
With animals in them?
Pho 2 days in a row. I recommend pho. Find a Vietnamese restaurant and have some pho. It's like
big bowl of soup.
Big bowl of soup with lots of noodles and beef.
Is
and
it
stuff.
Really? Then what is the like the rice and pork chop thing? What do you call that?
The rice.
Remember why they don't just have the big bowl of noodles, but they also have like meals?
Oh.
Are those considered pho?
I don't know.
But pho is good, I mean.
Pho is good, yes.
Yeah, pho is good for
a good style.
I don't recommend cilantro.
I hate cilantro, yeah.
There will inevitably be cilantro in your pho, so you might want to say, like Chris, no cilantro.
How'd you spell it?
C-I-L-L-A-N-T-R-O.
Oh, I spelled it wrong.
How'd you spell it?
C-I-L-A-N-T-R-O.
Yeah. We're trying like, how do you spell cilantro? We're like, C-L-antro. It's like, man, we really need Derek here.
You can just say it to your servers. Hey, okay, no cilantro in this one.
No, I don't like to talk to the servers.
Yeah,
not like Derek. Derek talks to the servers.
Yeah. How's your day, man? How's your...
I didn't expect her to keep going so long at Kelsey's.
Oh,
that's what girls do. They're talkative, man. You say hi and they'll tell you their life story. Well, I was born in Mississippi, and then I died and became a butterfly.
And now I'm here, trying to live every day to the fullest.
Serving you at Kelsey's.
Oh look, we just missed Harry Potter. Aww.
Oops!
Oh wow.
Phil wanted to go see Harry Potter. I didn't really want to go see
it. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
I'll see it next month.
I'll see it.
At CineStars.
Maybe it's CineStars, we'll see you.
Okay.
Not Adam.
Yeah, because you haven't been there yet, have you? Okay, so you can go check it out, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Alright.
$3, yeah. $3.
Yeah, no, that's the ones. I don't think I want to pay like $10 for Harry Potter.
No.
But you'll pay $3?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what did you recommend?
Faux.
Alright.
So we got faux.
Shatter.
Schnozberry sparkling green tea.
Okay, so play Shatter while eating some pho and drinking your schnozberry. There you go. We like to make this work well for all of you, so you can try all of them at one time.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah.
Like if I say, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I recommend fork. I recommend spoon. I recommend knife.
Yes. Can't use them all at once. Okay, eat it.
Well, just eat it. Eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have the manna. Have the manna. If you don't like it, just eat it. Eat it.
Eat it.
Open up your mouth and feed it. Just eat it.
Feels drunk on water.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Get back in frame.
Welcome to Cat Nothing Podcast. Number 37.
You can cut that out.
Yeah,
no.
You can cut that
cut
out.
Cut that out for
you. You know who's watching.
Forget that just happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can emails.
I had to do this cool thing in one of my classes. We had a music workshop. And the guy brought in these beer bottles, and we had to fill them with water. And
yeah,
he had spoons,
This was your teaching course?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because it was like, it was called Arts and Ideas, and so it was teaching us how to integrate the arts into a classroom. And so we had like a dance workshop and a visual arts thing.
No, this is the, here's a paper, copy it,
exactly.
Test next week.
Here's a picture of Goku, draw it like I did.
Test next week.
How was your dance workshop?
Oh, I didn't go.
Ah!
I was away. I was away.
Can emails?
Oh, I need to get... Can you get your laptop?
Why?
You're
so late. Now you're going to go through the topic because you go, oh, yeah, we're going to have to do that.
No. Get your laptop.
Get your laptop.
We're going to finish Eric's pouting. Ow.
I showed you.
Cold pouting.
You certainly did.
What is this thing? This is Derek's purse. When Derek goes out,
when he buys a Starbucks.
When he buys a Starbucks.
Yeah. That's his Starbucks purse.
Okay, it works inside out as well. It looks the same.
No, really? But you can't zip it.
No. Well, there's no zipper. There's a button.
Oh. Well, you can't button it.
Oh, it's a magnet button. That's good stuff.
Okay, then try it the other way, then.
Huh. No. Well,
yeah.
You can go
you
like force. This.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. So that was Can of Nothing Podcast number 37. This is clapworthy.
That would be cool.
Drove home.
Alright, this email comes from...
Okay. No, don't move, poutine.
Yeah!
You're just trying to get away from your thing.
Yeah!
Put it on.
I liked it!
It was good!
Where's the Logitech?
I liked it!
Did you get your mouse yet?
Like, yeah, I did.
You didn't
love it?
Logitech MX Revolution. Awesome
best
mouse.
Best mouse ever.
Yeah, feels good. The battery is kind of sucky, though.
Yeah, so, how long does yours last?
Well, I mean, it lasts a while, but the charge seems to go away pretty quick.
Yeah,
I can have it. I can have it at 5% for a really long time, though, for some reason.
Yeah, me too.
But for a while, it wasn't even charging to 100%. It would stop at 85%.
Weird.
How do you know the charge percentage?
Well, you can check. There's a program that you get. Oh, look at all the spam. Viagra?
Yeah, Viagra.
Alright, I'm just gonna leave those for now.
Oh.
Alright, this first one comes from Future Derek.
Oh, man.
Future, remember future from last month, time. Future Derek warned us about something that was happening. I don't remember now. I still have the email.
He was going to die or something.
Yeah, so Future Derek is following up now. He says, the time I gave you in the last email was from the time the podcast was recorded. That's kind of trippy. Now listen, you must not go to the Opera House. Instead, you must go to Burger King. Now, you must remember, eat turkey every day, or you won't be strong enough to fight off the robot invasion. So that's what's coming, a robot invasion.
Thanks, Future Derek.
So I guess we should be recommending turkey.
Isn't he changing turkey. The timeline by telling us?
When did he say to go to the Opera House?
Just now, he didn't say that before.
You must not... Sounds like he's telling us he...
I think this might be a hoax.
Dude, let's go to the Opera House.
Yeah, I want to go to the Opera House.
Okay, let's go. Where's the Opera House?
It's downtown.
Is it called the Opera House?
It's a concert venue.
Is it called the Opera House?
Yeah, it's like a nightclub where they have concerts, and it's just called the Opera House.
Okay, that's kind of weird because...
Yeah, I would think they'd have operas there.
No, just because the guy knows...
Future Derek.
Yeah, Future Derek.
Knows what he's talking about. It's real.
He knows the Opera House.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, see? I just realized that now, too.
Okay. This next one comes from Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Robin
Shootson?
Okay, cool.
Robin Williams.
Hey, Shootson.
So we have to read this one as if in a funny voice.
Shootson.
No, this is from Shootson on our forums. She says... Hey everybody, happy birth month to the Can of Nothing.
Oh,
hey, thanks.
Your timing is right. August is a special month for so many reasons. I officially...
Like no more school! Yay!
Well, it's kind of funny that you say that because here she says, I officially start my freshman year at California College of the Arts on the 31st.
Yay!
Any tips for new college student?
If you don't like it in your first month, get out.
Yeah.
It's not going to get better.
Take it from me. Too much work. Too much work. No time for this.
Swimming in the urban waters?
Yeah. Any tips? No.
Next. Try to enjoy it if you can.
If you don't like it in your first month, get out.
Try to get out. But if you like it, then good for you.
Nobody likes it. Next year will be 10 years for the Can of Nothing.
Yeah!
Yay! Oh, you're getting a head start.
Uh-oh.
By then, I'll be a solid 4. I don't know what that means.
That's when I asked her, is Robin considered a solid 4?
Oh!
And you're like, you mean like our Garrett?
And Phil's like, no.
So she's guaranteeing by next year, by August 28th,
that she's moving to Toronto.
No, she says, yeah. She's guaranteeing it, like a Batman thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I think
man.
That's what she's doing. She's like, I will become a solid 4.
Well, you know,
2010.
If you're going to be part of the Can of Nothing, guarantees mean nothing.
So you shouldn't have
good luck with that.
But at the same time, that would make her official Can of Nothing.
Exactly. That's so true. Uh-oh.
So either way, she wins. She's,
yep. Win-win, Robin.
Okay, we got to move.
Why do we got to move? Oh, you mean move away from here? You mean close? Let's move to California.
Yeah, okay.
That seems like a nice place
to
live. It's Mega 64 is there.
Yeah, we're going to San Diego. We're going to join up with the 64. All right. College won't hold me back. In fact, I might actually need some help from you guys, especially if I take an animation class. Well, only if you're doing Flash.
Yeah, only Flash.
This is your man.
That's the only way to get Derek in.
I think she wants this little voice for her.
Oh, so it won't be a dare.
Money,
thing.
Please.
Yeah.
I got my Can of Nothing wristband the other day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And World of Warcraft. You really can feel the letters. I also enjoyed the other goodies.
Wait,
now
World of Warcraft.
I said wow.
Oh. That's not funny, Phil. That's not funny.
You're laughing.
I'm laughing because it's stupid. Like
you're
when
all
I laughed
laughing.
At when I laughed at Transformers, it's not because I thought it was funny. It's because.
All right. I also.
I'm not laughing with you, Phil. I'm not being at you.
I also enjoyed the other goodies. Now I have two "Don't Be Fat" notes. You're welcome.
Yay!
Now you really have to not be fat.
Or just stick it on your wall you're in college, remember.
Yeah, you know.
Like all the pressure, you're just like, what if I just get fat? What if I just get fat? And you see the note and be like, right.
Right, right.
You don't want that cow.
The fat.
Thanks for being so nice, Robin.
Yay.
Yay. Well, I'm going to hold you to that solid four thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't happen.
Oh, we have some other emails.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
This one is from Keitha Yagobuda.
This doesn't sound right. Is this Zeke here?
No, this is my spam email.
Oh.
So,
no.
So we don't have any other emails.
Close this now. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you for your laptop, Derek.
You're welcome.
And that's it.
Woo!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Buy a wristband.
Yes, buy please buy a wristband.
Get these on, like, make more.
Yeah, make Phil make more.
Yeah, people really like
these. Go down
to
his basement.
Yeah, he'll just make more.
Get a silicone.
Get all those
machine.
Cats that are in his cages.
All the cats.
They're just there. They're not doing anything.
They're just there.
Phil just really likes cats.
Yeah. I like cats.
Yeah. The musical?
No.
The movies.
Musical's offensive to real cats.
Oh, I see.
That's the cats don't really have any rights. Well, I mean, they have animal rights, but...
What are animal rights? They're nothing.
That's when PETA yells at you.
Yeah. Hey, PETA Jackson.
PETA Jackson!
I smell a new name for a director for the birth month.
Yeah! Yeah, we still need another director, I forgot.
I told you, Jet Li.
No! No! No, Jet Li.
Didn't he direct that movie that was for TBS? It was like Mel Gibson and Jet Li.
There you go.
He was like had like the Power Stones or something.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah.
I think he directed or produced.
There you go.
He's a director.
Jet Li.
Peter Jackson. You can pull off a Peter Jackson.
Who?
You.
Me.
Just like grow a beard.
It's true.
Wait, does he have a beard?
Yeah,
he's got.
Whenever I think of Peter Jackson, I think of that documentary guy.
Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Because they used to both be like large and scraggly.
But now
Peter Jackson's still scraggly.
He's not large anymore?
No.
He lost a lot of weight after Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. He's not lovable?
No.
No.
I know, he was like a hobbit.
Yeah.
Now he's
that's why I was like, oh, hobbit's making this movie.
Oh, that makes it more special, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Okay, we're not finishing the podcast till Derek finishes his album.
Okay.
Eat it.
Your call.
Eat it.
You're the director.
Don't make me spoon feed it to you.
Here comes the airplane.
Airplane. This looks like a bowl of barf.
I know. Yeah, that makes it better. It's like a bowl of barf. Here you go.
Eat your barf!
No!
It came from you, it must go back!
Back from the fire, once it came.
Alright, anything else? Check
no.
out new movies,
yeah,
check out us at Fan
more.
Expo, buy a wristband.
Please say hello to us at Fan Expo.
Yep.
We have to know that people
hey,
know us.
Maybe you'll get a wristband.
If you say hi to us.
It'd be so great if someone knew who we were.
Again.
Yeah.
Even if it's the same people,
yeah.
Please, Megan.
Yeah,
hi, Megan.
Those Asian girls.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk to you this time.
Yeah,
okay?
Promise.
We won't be all weird about it.
Because now we're
prepared for it.
No, we're not.
It won't catch us off guard.
No, we're not.
Could be a fuck. Come on.
That's cosplay as the multimedia workshop guys.
I want to be the kid that's doing it like that.
Yeah, bring an extension cord with you. We'll grab the extension cord.
I don't have a cup of water
extension
on the other end.
Watch Multimedia Workshop, our new friends. Check out their stuff.
Our new idols.
Very worthwhile.
Forget Mega 64.
Yeah,
Multimedia
Workshop.
I want to come to your panel.
Awesome, me too.
Alright, is that it?
Okay.
Stopping the podcast. Was this podcast clap-worthy?
No. Matt and Daxter really liked he really liked you in the last podcast.
Me?
Yeah, he thought you were like ace.
Thanks, Matt and Daxter.